Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know.
Double O W E, looking for the sweetest hit. Well, we got the recipe. Been patient waiting for someone to show you. So we gonna show you how. We gonna break it down. We gonna break it down.
Oh, man. Hey, Al, they should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking right. Me. Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale. Like, I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But, hey. I spoke.
You are a real artist. I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what? Because I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I
told God I would be faithful about the spirit that He gave me, and He wouldn't let me release it for some time. But if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AJ Dicko. AJ Dicko. 3-5. And I say, sure, I don't do no physical harm to them.
Mm-hmm.
I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
Okay. I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all.
See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron L., who's one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls Jip Jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything, and, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music
is... Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, T-A-Z, host the show, man.
Good evening, this is A-T-A-Z, another T-A-Z Productions on Blog Talk Radio, live with your host T-A-Z, and on the line, I have B Divine. How you doing, B Divine?
I am doing wonderful. Hello, everybody.
So, my first question, and I always ask this when I don't the name B Divine. I mean, That's the coolest name. Because I deal with letters. I'm T-A-Z. And you got a B in there. So I'm feeling you already on the letter part. Because so how did you come up with the name, B Divine?
You know what? It's actually a funny story. I was baby at one point, but then baby, B is baby. Put the respect on the name. I had to respect it. And, you know, once I got more into the business side of music, I realized and understood that I could not use that name. So I just, you know, shortened it to the B. And Divine is just always something I've gone by. And I just, look, went with it. So Divine was born.
And you're out of Jacksonville, Florida, correct?
Absolutely. Duval all day, baby.
And when I got the songs, the one that you're promoting, Asphalt, when I seen the words, I said, I bet I know what this is about. So without further ado, because I really want to play it through, I never listened to the whole song. I heard a little bit. Like a little bit, I'm like, dang, I want to hear the whole thing. So,
you don't know what you're missing.
I can't contain myself. So, before I ask any more questions, I want to let this song rip. Explain it before I play it.
Well, as it appears, we're both lovers of words. So, it's really just about the play on words, and it is exactly what you think. Except I always try to do things in a classy way. So, although it is talking about the female portion of the body that a lot of people are, you know, pay a lot of attention to, it's just, you know, it's a cute, fun play on words, and it's just something to kind of get people moving a little bit. And, you know, it's something I hope everyone will enjoy.
This is Asphalt by B Divine.
What you looking at?
Judy with the cutie. See one more step and I'm a loser.
Oh yeah, she bad. She done took it for the year. And she done turned every damn lame down here. So right before I step, I get the mag, right? Cause I'm just trying to go and serve that egg, right? She told me right up off the top, no cash talk. I told her I'm just so impressed with how that cake walk. But then she looked me in my eyes, said, boy, what if you can have it? Told her I can start you on my team, let me man.
Let me man,
I ain't fat. Gub and over, let me hand.
Let me hand.
What you get when you misbeauty with a bandit? Ooga, let me fan it. Boy, that thing hot just like it's leaking. Might just take you in a hotel for the weekend. I ain't been one for all the trash talk. I might just pull over and handle it on his ass, folks. Your ass, folks.
Make you wanna grab it, that's my ass fall. Got to stay right hard, but that's my ass fall. My ass fall, my ass fall. Got to stay right hard, that's my ass fall. I make you wanna grab it, that's my ass fall. Got to stay right hard, that's my ass fall. My ass fall, my ass fall.
Hey. Be divine in the house. I like that. That
yeah.
Now the beat was kicking and it had me dancing in my chair. So I really like that. Like I said, when I first played it just a little bit, just to hear it, I was like, whoa, I love this song. That's a nice song right there. So who
but you
else
know, when
helped
I first,
you on it?
I was about to say, yeah, when I first heard the track, Mama Doo, which is also another very, very incredible talented producer here out of Jacksonville as well. But she produced it, and when I heard it, I immediately kind of thought, you remember Truth Hurt?
Yeah.
Back
yeah.
in the day?
Oh, yeah.
It had the flute. I was like, what?
Right, right. It do,
let's do something
and you know,
with
now
that
you said
fun.
That, it do have that sound. It does have that sound.
Yeah.
Exactly. Who also did the rap on it?
It's a guy named Arcane, off another talented artist here out of Jacksonville. And I always got to show love to the people here. It's like we have so much talent here that goes under-recognized. And I won't, because, you know, there's love all throughout the world for us. But it's just like within the city, it's, you know, just under-recognized. So Arcane is the rapper that's on there with me. Mama Doo is the
cool.
person that produced it. And, yeah, it came together. I was like, okay. All right, we can dance.
Now, reading your bio, I've read that you joke around of being the love child of Prince and Jill Scott.
Oh yes, I was so hurt. And when Prince passed away, I had to come home and break it to my family that my musical father was gone.
Yeah,
and
it was very sad.
It was rough. It was rough. But I've always, It's just between Prince and Jill Scott, those two together, like if there could have been a love child created between the two of them, it absolutely would have been me. So I got to hold it down.
Well, I love those two artists. I mean, I listen to music all the time and I'm a Prince fanatic. And the week that he passed, I did a 2-hour show playing some stuff that a lot of people were calling in telling me. I ain't never heard that Prince song.
Never
that's
heard
you're
that.
Not a,
oh my God.
That's because you're not a fanatic like me. You know what I mean? I dug deep for these songs.
Look,
I love Prince.
And, right. And then the thought of us being such Prince fans and then all of the music that has gone, you know, in terms of him not wanting it released and a lot of the music, you know, that maybe we may be privy to now that he is gone, you know, it's just like,
right.
I can only imagine if this is the stuff that no one has ever heard, can you imagine what we're still waiting to hear?
Now he had a club up there in Minneapolis called Glam Slam, I think it was. This is back in the 80s. I was in the Army at the time. And a couple of my partners come back and told me, man, I went to Prince Club and they were playing music in the club that I never heard Prince say. I was like, man, I got to go
wow.
to this club. You know what I'm
to
saying? I wanted to go. I never got a chance to go, but I always heard from other people that been through there and went to the club up there telling me about just music you just ain't never heard. I'm like, ain't this a trip? I need to go to that club.
Okay.
Now,
you as well.
I also read that you write your lyrics and poems. Explain that.
Well, I have been a writer since I could remember. I started singing in church, so for me, writing was really just a way to express myself and not, you know, get into any trouble. So I have always just been very, you know, interested in words and wordplay and the use of words. So it started out, I started off as writing poetry, and then I got a little bit, you know, more of a, I guess, some guts, and I could actually, you know, speak poetry and do some spoken word here, and, you know, around. So it really just, you know, kind of all came together. I was, you know, doing a lot of spoken word stuff before I even started, like, singing professionally, trying to, you know, just really get a feel for crowds and things of that nature. I've been a, you know, a background singer for a while and did some writing for some other artists, national artists. So it's like, okay, well, when you're writing for other people, you don't have to really be concerned about, you know, more of the content because you're not the person that, you know, like you
doing
pay
it,
attention to the content to a certain degree, but I don't have to actually sing it, so I can, you know, write from another person's perspective. Well, when you're the artist and you're now focusing on, okay, well, whatever I'm writing is what I have to deliver to an audience, you know, then at that point you're like, okay, I have to be very conscious about what I'm talking about and how I'm bringing, you know, how I'm bringing it to the audience. So it's, a, you know, not only socially conscious, but you have to, you know, also just really focus on who your demographic would be or who you're wanting this message to get to. So it's a lot of, as you know, of course, it's a lot of power in words. So you have to, you know, be very responsible about those things. But I love writing. That's the easy part.
Now, you know, as you was talking, you sound just like me because I write all the time, too. And I write and write lyrics, write novels. I got a comic book that I wrote. So I write a lot too. And then you said you were raised in the church, same way I was. My daddy's a preacher, matter of fact. So you know, I was up in the church for real. So with the writing and the poetry and putting it together, I also read that you got to using a Pro Tool so you can develop your own sound.
I am trying. I will not take away from the incredible work that I have now had a new respect for. It is not just about pressing buttons and copying and pasting and pressing the space bar. It is a lot of work to try to learn and to do what producers do. So, yeah, I mean, for the most part, it's like, okay, well, I can, you know, tell you in my head, this is what I want it to sound like. But yeah, I am a novice when it comes to that. So the whole Pro Tools, I will talk to a person that's next to me and tell them this is the beat that I think it should sound like and let's go from there. But co-production right now will be the highest. That's it right now because I'll stick to the writing and the singing.
On the real, I make beats too. I made over 4,000 beats. So what I'm going to say to you, get you an easier program because Pro Tools is complicated for real. You just really got to know. And you got to practice on it and spend time on it like it's your baby for real. Get you another program where you can understand there's so many out there that you can use. And once you understand it, make that your program and don't go nowhere else. Don't say I got to learn this now. Now I got to learn Reasons. I got to learn Samplitude. Oh no, don't learn nothing else. Master one. And once you master one, just like in karate, you'll be the sensei of that one and you'll be able to do all your music and express, but never give up because it's always about the total package. I mean, you write already, you perform already. Hey, get into producing too. You write for other people too, and there's a question on that because I write for other people too. So how do you go about, you just ask them what they want in the lyrics, or do you see what I do an interview process, like I'm talking to you now, and just by listening to that first song I could tell we almost on the same groove, and everything that you said is about just the way I did it. I'm like, wow, she just female me. So you know what I'm saying is I kind of can get after you express what you want to tell, you know, want to tell your audience, then I can write for you all day long, just like I wrote for a couple of other females back in Georgia when I was living in Atlanta. So I just want to know, how do you go through your writing process for other people?
Well, honestly, it just really depends. Like, if a person has a concept already in mind, then that, you know, I can kind of envision, okay, well, this is where you want to go. If they're, you know, saying, okay, I don't really know what I want it to be. I think I just want it to be in this particular genre of music. Okay, well, then we have to start there. And then I will, at that point, find out more in terms of the details, like you said, kind of like a mini interview where I just need to know, you know, what, well, where would you like us to go with this? Because I can say I want to write a song about cake, and that can go from, you know, drugs to sex. To be honest, you know, it's all kinds of things you could talk about when you say the word cake. It could really just be dessert, you know. So it just really depends on where you're going with that. And you're right. You have to ask some questions sometimes because, you know, in the mind of a of an artist who just wants to sing it, I just want to hit, you know. So
yeah,
it's like, okay,
right.
I understand. We all want to hit, you know. We all want a Grammy, so yes.
And it makes it
yeah,
more personal when you write about the person. It makes it more personal for them, tailor-made for them, so they can feel comfortable about presenting it to an audience. So, yeah.
That's true. And in the process, I've always just been very connected to the whole teach them how to fish kind of thing. I mean, I would rather us be co-writers and we work together on trying to figure out what it, you know, what's the reason why this particular situation has stopped you from writing it yourself. I mean, there, you know, I understand that not everyone isn't a writer, but it's like if you're putting the input in, you're so close, you may not be able to put it into a format that is a song. But, you know, I'm pretty sure you can, you know, get the body of it and then we'll work together to fill it up. So, you know, I would like to work as closely with the person as possible. And then if it's not possible, at least give me as much input as you can give me. Because as you said, if it's more personal to you, you're going to deliver and make it believable. So, you know, people will say, oh, my gosh, who wrote, did you write that? Because you just really made me feel it. So, absolutely.
Now, do you write everything for you, or have other people written stuff for you?
I've had a few songs that have been written for me. Actually, there's a song called Empty that has been on the internet, kind of circulating around by a talented writer here named Sasha Thumper. Of course, most of the songs have either had some type of, you know, it's like co-written, whether it's a rap that's on it, or it may start at the rap, you know, and then we kind of build a song around the rap depending on the concept. So, I mean, in terms of like people actually writing for me, I may get some concepts from other people and then I've given them co-writer credit. But for the most part, the songs are, you know, kind of coming out of my brain from other experiences or people that are around me. You know, just kind of gathering experiences from friends and things like that. But I try to write as much as possible.
Yeah, and it sounds like it, because like I said, you kind of sound like me. I was like, hey, I'm feeling you even more and more, you know, just by finding that out that you love to write. The song Love Pain.
Love Pain. Woo! One of my
favorites. Like your baby.
It is. Yes, talk about, I mean, I encourage you as well as all of the listeners, if you haven't already, please locate the Love Pain video. It's a visual that's on YouTube. It is awesome, and it's not just because I'm in it. It is an awesome video, and I think it's, you know, it really just, you know, it takes the song, and it's like, okay, well, all right, there we go. This is a visual to the song, absolutely. Yes, Love Pain, that's my baby.
The way you pull my hair and grab my waist, you fuck me like you should.
You better fuck me.
And I don't care what I say or how I scream, hurt me so good. Fingertips I grasp onto cotton. One hand grabs my hair.
Ooh.
Right there. The other grabs my cheek. Not a sound I speak. Clenched teeth. Take me. As you divide and conquer me, you entice me. Slow glides. And fly.
Ooh.
I'm pleased. You better hurt me.
Yo, this is TAZ of ATAZP Blog Talk Radio Show. Giving a shout out to my little brother, G Wright of the Heart of Love Show on Blog Talk Radio. Believe it or not, G-Wright, this beat is for the new Be Blessed 70 gospel CD by me. G-Rizite, always keep the show hot and tizite. And I'll talk to you later, all Rizite. A-T-A-Z-P.
B-A-Z-P, divine. Be divine in the house. Love Pain is going to make me watch the video and get a cold glass of lemonade. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And all those superlatives with it. Thank you, Jesus. I was feeling it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, yeah, that is one of my favorite songs to perform, as well as to encourage people to go and look at the visual, because it's, you know, it's very sexy and sensual and adult. And it really, you know, it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be, and it's supposed to make you feel just like that. So, good.
Well, this is a good segue into the, what do you mean by pornometry? Am I saying it right?
Pornetry. Okay. Right. It's like poetry, but with like a intimate spin. And I, look, coined the term, had that add it to Urban Dictionary and everything. But yes, it's just like, you know, like it's real sexy, and it's supposed to spark an interest in, you know, in grown ups and to kind of just make you open your mind. If you aren't there yet, I'm trying to help you get there. So poetry is what it is.
Well, I'm gonna tell you what, I'm gonna have to get with you, and I need some of the poetry on my some of my music. We'll do a 50-50 split and just put it on iTunes and boom. Yeah, I already can imagine a couple of things you could do. So, and then also, do you do any hip hop? Do you rap, Ashley?
I don't.
Like,
but what
well,
I will we, listen. But what I can say, I don't say what
song.
I can say. Look,
I'm just saying. I mean,
look,
you 16.
Hey, on Taste, I think, was the closest I've ever gotten to what I consider to be rap, which, you know, my daughter will laugh at that, but that's probably the closest that you will ever hear me get to rapping is what I did at the end of a song, another single of mine called Taste. But,
right.
Yeah, for the most part, I mean, I try to, you know, I'll spit some poetry a little bit, but and it may be to the beat, but no, I stick to singing. I know my lane. I love my lane, and I don't try to, you know, try to get in anybody else's line.
But hey, we give you a 4-bar hook. I think you can handle 4 bars. You know, you don't have to handle 16, but I'm sure you can handle 4 bars. Yeah, I'm sure you can.
Well, now I was about to say, yeah. If you challenge me, then you know, look, I might have to look get into the Soul Gone challenge and try to kick a freestyle or do something. But
yeah,
it's gonna be some singing in there somewhere.
Oh yeah, yeah, I agree with you. But I mean, I can hear you. You might could spit a couple, like at least 8. See, I mean, you know, we ain't gonna tell you just do a whole song with just straight rap 5 minutes, 100 bars. You know what I'm saying? Straight, not 100 bars. So you know, 8 maybe 4-bar hook. Now I could see you doing a 4-bar hook for real.
Okay, well, look, hey, all I need is a little bit of, you know, what is it, that liquid courage, just a little bit of courage, and then you never know. You never know.
Now, who have you opened up for? I know you performed, so just go on and tell the list of folks that you've opened up for.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I will... it's a long list. However, what I will do is say my most memorable would absolutely have to be, I don't know if you've heard of the Funk Fest, which is huge here, you know, south-wise.
Mm-hmm.
But Frankie Beverly and Maze, Fantasia, I've been opened up for TGT. I mean, Frankie Beverly and Maze is probably like the most incredible time. I mean, if you can, well, yeah, you can imagine how legendary the group is. So it's just like, okay, and Fantasia, she has such a powerful voice. Like, okay, well, what about what do you do?
Right.
You have to get, you know, you got to get a crowd ready for an artist as legendary and as big as Frankie Beverly and Maze. So, yeah. I mean, it's pretty intense. There's a lot of pressure.
Right.
For opening artists, especially when you're, you know, you're independent, you haven't gotten to the place where people are singing your music with you. So they're looking at you wanting to make sure that you can sing, number one. And then when they realize you can sing, they want to be able to groove with you and vibe with you. So
correct.
I'm always looking and excited about winning people over. If I feel like, you know, I'm performing and you're not really paying me any attention, I will come down into the audience and I will make the show about the both of us. And
wow.
I will not only freestyle, seriously, if it's your birthday, I'll freestyle. I'll take a picture with you while I'm singing. I mean, I have really just had such an awesome time bringing people into the show and trying to make sure that they are enjoying themselves and having a good time. It's not just about getting through the song. It's about leaving an impression on you and, you know, making you a part of the experience. So,
what do you like better, performing or actually creating and writing?
Well, I would say now, at this level of it, I enjoy a bit of both, but I'm just really more so into the creating part, just because once mm-hmm. you get to the entertainment part and, you know, making sure that the show is put together, it's like you have a very solid foundation. You know, the music has to be good first.
Right.
I don't want to just be another, you know, artist that just throws together something and says, okay, well, you know, it's a song. Let's put it out there and see what happens. You know, I want to be able to sell it to you, and not just sell it to you in terms of getting your money, but in terms of you, you know, enjoying the music and enjoying what I'm presenting to you. So I really do enjoy the creation behind it all. And then for me, the show part of it, or the production of it, is the icing on the cake. So
cool.
Yeah, I'd have to say the creation.
Yeah. The song Taste. I ain't even played it, but I'm already guessing. But go on. Give me. I ain't even played it, and I'm already like in my head going, hey, okay.
Well, I will say this. The word taste is an acronym for thinking about something to eat.
Correct.
We will leave it at that.
Okay, this is B Divine trying to get me kicked off the air. B Divine.
No.
With the song Taste on ATAZP. taste. I got walls to climb. I heard that in there. And,
hey, it's what I do it together. Hey.
I also heard, was that you on the little rap thing in the middle there?
See, I told you it was a little rap, just a little
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
rap.
But see, I'm sure you can do 16, like in that slow manner. I'm sure you can do 16.
Uh-huh.
Also, there was somebody else with you on that track?
Nope, that was just me.
Well, they had down a Joyce Greenwright. I don't know.
Oh, she is, oh my gosh, she is the guitarist.
Okay.
On there. So when you heard all of that wonderful, that little mix of just awesomeness on the guitar, that is
right.
Right. Yes.
Okay, cool.
Absolutely. It was produced by 250 Plus. And, ooh, I said, okay, y'all trying to, look, you trying to pull me out of retirement.
I can't wait to hear one of your tracks where you go, I did the whole thing. I did the beat, everything, put it together. Because
I can't wait either.
I want you to give the people your information where people can buy the CD, hit you up.
Oh, absolutely. Well, one stop shopping. BeDivine.com is the one stop shop for all things Be Divine. You can contact me on all social media sites from my website. You can purchase the CDs and T-shirts and bags. I have Be Divine branded condoms. When I say we are covering the bases here, BeDivine.com, everything you need. Look, from point A to point B.
Okay. I feel you.
Point A to plan B.
We need
at the real be divine on all social media, but yes, bedivine.com will get you to all of those places.
Now, whenever you got some time, send me a drop for the radio show.
I see.
Send
okay.
me a drop, and
okay.
then tell within the drop, tell what you do and where to hit you up at. I mean, you know, it can be like about 40 seconds, 50 seconds. I mean, whatever you feel. Put some of your music in
okay.
the background. Do your thing, you know, and sell you,
okay.
but also just say, you know, T-A-Z, A-T-A-Z-P.
That's right. Look, sell us.
Yeah, yeah. Put it that way. Well, I want to say it's very enjoyable talking to you. Like I said, I had not talked to you before the show. Normally, I do touch base with a few artists, but sometimes I don't. And it's a pleasure to hear that. We on that same groove line because every song that I played is boss. They jamming. So
I appreciate
I'm
that. And
you.
I am so thankful to be on the show with you tonight and to be able to speak with you. And I hope that you will not be shy about the comments for the visual when you go and visit YouTube and you check out Love Pain.
Yeah.
I really hope that you give me your honest opinion.
I'm sure.
What you think about the content, you know. So
I'm sure I'm going to have a church fan with me.
Okay. And your lemonade.
Yeah, and my lemonade with a lot of ice. Nice talking to you, Be Divine. And anytime you got anything new and you want to do and come through, hit me up, have Dana hit me up, and we'll get you back on the show for real.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for having me.
It's all good. And thank you for calling in.
Absolutely.
That was Be Divine on ATAZP. We're going to get into this next little half hour, 15 minutes. I'm going to play some stuff that, of course, y'all ain't never heard. I know. This is Alan Stone. Matter of fact, a white cat that's very bad and soulful. The name of the song is Freedom. This is Alan Stone on ATAZP.
I'm looking for freedom. I'm gonna get free. You get it. Show it.
baby. Make love to me. Get free, baby. Stay up, honey. Dream up, baby. Make love to me.
Tomorrow
ATAZP. That's a PJ. I heard her off of a Skinny Mars song. Of course, I know y'all don't know who Skinny Mars is, but this girl name is PJ. She was performing in Dallas, and I'm in the ATL, and me and my wife was going to go see her, but my schedule conflicted with the date of the concert, and I'm definitely going to see her and meet her because I am feeling PJ. And y'all can look her up on iTunes on Spotify PJ. This is dedicated to my girl, my new friend, Be Divine. This is a Prince song, Old School Company.
Ooh, my song. Ooh, this my song. All right, look here, y'all. Fly pads, hot pants, and gold medallions. Fake grills to the side. Look out. Every once in a while, you need some old school company. Body that appreciates a sexy groove and an old school melody. We got your son in the love family, ruling up community. As long as you think we lift you up to heaven, a heaven we can't believe in. Everybody talking about hot time like it just started yesterday. People I know, they've been struggling, at least it seems that way. Fat cats on Wall Street, they got a bailout, why somebody else got to wait? $700 billion, but my old neighborhood ain't nothing changed but today. Listen, every once in a while, you need some old school company. Somebody that appreciates a sexy groove and an old school melody. Yeah. Got your son and the love of family, building up community. As long as you sing, lift you up to heaven, a heaven we can't believe it. Ain't nothing ever came from complaining, except for a bit of heart, that's true. Follow along and you gon' wanna do something. Just go the next course.
The next course.
The songs we sang, they used to mean something. Now every other one's just me. Rather than reminisce, I'm telling you this. It's time for a brand new scene. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Every once in a while, you need some old school company. Somebody that appreciates a sexy thing. Old school melody.
Old school melody.
Everybody's thinking on the quicken end, created by the keepers of time. Cast aside by using ancient tricks, changing your state of mind. Got you catering to the whims of the flesh before you get your paper right.
Paper right, yo.
Call me old fashioned, but back in the day, wasn't no shorties inside.
You got that money,
y'all. Cause every day, we need it. Sexy clothes, but we would bleed it. Come job, then come marriage. This old shorty come out with a baby carriage. Call me old fashioned, just clap your hands, just clap your hands. Radio used to be local, untouched by the man.
By the man.
Songs we used to sing used to mean something. Now they just bland, like a drummer.
Old school company.
Where's the real drummer? Where's the real drummer? Michael B. Mint Condition. Morris Day. Jella Bean Wishing. Sheila E.
Lift you up.
And Brother John. And sometimes me. To the dawn. If the White House is black, we got to take the radio back. Power to the people. Power to the people.
Thank you. hippies say we don't care. Make the party strip to their underwear. Turn the lights off so they don't stare. Somebody blindfold Billy, he's so square. Christina Milian playing truth or dare. Maxwell and CeeLo, they gonna end up there. Pick another number, lick my dime, don't care. As long as she having fun, nobody's scared. I got a pocket full of, I got a pocket full of plenty of good times. Well, and the cold's on the line. No, baby, you can't get in, no. And neither can your man. You see, we got this global super beat, this ain't going on. I'm just a bad mama jammer, y'all can't understand. Oh, get it. The new Minneapolis sound. Honey Collective, drop the needle down. Dance with me, baby, if you wanna see me rock. Call the government man and tell him we got to do three. Valentina, tonight, I'm busy. So tell your mama 77 Beverly Park. Gets better with time. We got the old school company, y'all, dancing in the dark. I don't mind, I don't mind. Put this thing on repeat. Go back to one and just move your feet and tell your friends. Friends and the Minneapolis sound, we can't be beat.
Show on the net, the Giggy and Bug Show. All right, y'all stay cool. Peace out.